All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at Octagon 40, which all goes down on March the 4th. A very intriguing welterweight fight set to go down. We have Luis Glisman and Amiron Gogoladze getting out there, and happy to have Luis on the show for the first time. How's your day going there, man?
Everything is good. I had a good workout this morning, and now I'm here at my job. Everything good.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you do for work, is it?
I work at an institution for troubled kids in the age between 14 to 18 years old. So it's a place where they live, and I work as like a social worker, so I help them to get a better life helping in the everyday life. You know, I use a lot my training and my knowledge from my lifestyle to help these kids get a healthy lifestyle and a great future.
That's awesome. That's extremely, you know, gratifying. I figured you'd use the knowledge you had from just where you're at and the discipline to kind of help them. I would think that would be, you know, very gratifying. Like, how satisfying is that for you to be able to, you know, help people in that kind of way?
It's awesome. It's awesome. I think it's the perfect combination for me as a job. And I think I can inspire them. They look very up to me, and they're very excited to see my next fight. Everybody's tuning in, and a lot of the kids are starting to train. I train with them every time I'm here. So, yeah. It's the perfect combination, and it's a job that makes sense, and it also makes my MMA career more valuable, and I have a greater purpose in fighting other people, because I think I can gain some knowledge that I can teach on to some kids who had a troubled start in their life.
Yeah, you seem like a bit of a complicated guy in a sense, because I was seeing a hype video around you for this, and you were talking about how when you're in the cage, you turn into a, quote, evil motherfucker. Like, what's going on there? Because it seems like you're a real nice guy in the daytime, but when you get into the cage, a switch flips, eh?
Yeah, man. That's, I think everybody has the potential to get the evil out of you. So you just have to be like good at focus your energy in the right direction, and use your like your mentality to go to the next level. When I step into the cage, it's there's no Mr. Nice Guy. It's I turn on like an kill or be killed. Like different mentality, but it makes it also makes like an I can put all the frustration you have as a human being, I put it in like in the training, and I get the relief of it, and which makes me in my daily life makes me much more like calm, loving, caring, self-confidence. So yeah, I actually needed to be this nice guy.
Yeah, I love hearing all of that and the insight, but you were talking about, like, you know, leveling up before and everything. Like, how much does, you know, this upcoming tournament represent that to you? Like, you seem obviously, you know, justifiably excited about being in this, you know, 16-man welterweight tournament, and you seem excited about it being in a sold-out arena in Ostrava, Czech Republic there. Obviously, the big money component that you're chasing, you're fighting some of Europe's, you know, best 100, you know, 70-pounders and everything. Just all factors of this tournament, how much does this represent, like, your idealistic next step up?
It's perfect. It's like everything I could ask for, because it's a great show. Just like, I think you could fight in a better stage. Like, I think the Octagon show is almost better than the UFC shows, because the fans there, they're very loyal, they're very into it, so this like sell out arenas, it's much more of an intense atmosphere. It's like hardcore fans. So just like in that perspective, it's like, I think it's one of the greatest show to participate in, and that just make me excited by itself. And then also this special tournament we're in, like it makes it so much more exciting, because it's just not like a normal fight. It's like some like Kumite old school tournament where the winner takes it all with a big prize money. So yeah, it's like being in some sort of movie. It's a childhood dream, and yeah, that's one of the biggest reasons to train like so hard as we do, because we're gonna train hard to make these dreams come true. And I think this tournament is about to get real, like a real dream come true.
Yeah, because obviously you're, you know, very experienced in like the BJJ tournaments and, you know, collecting gold medals from that. But this seems like a first of its kind for you, at least in your, you know, MMA competitive journey. And I think you'd be excited coming back to this, just, you know, having been a little bit since you fought. I was noticing like it was like over a year ago, actually, December of 2021. So I imagine you're quite excited to, you know, get back and get competing in general.
Exactly. I knew with my win last year against Emil Meek that I wanted my next fight to be something special. So I've been out for a year, but I've been training hard, and I was kind of waiting for the right opportunity. And I got it now. So now it's time to shine.
Yeah, and it would seem like you're, you know, well served in a lot of ways. Like I was seeing in the last fight too, you got the submission of the night bonus, and it seems like those accolades follow you quite a bit. Like when you fought for Brave, I was seeing you got nominated for submission of the year. What are we thinking for this one? Are we thinking some sort of submission award distinction for this fight?
I mean, I hope so. I always look for the submission. I'm a submission fighter, and that's always the goal, but you never know what happened in a fight. You know, maybe this is going to be I could also see this fight be like a three-round tough war, like just smashing for three rounds, you know. Styles makes fights, so you never know what actually is going to happen. And but one thing is for sure, it's gonna be a real tough fight and a great fight, because I think Ogolase is I think the winner of this fight is gonna win the championship, like the whole tournament. I was a bit surprised they put us two against each other in the first round, because I think I was favorite with Gugelhadze, in my opinion. So I see it as a final, actually, because I do think we are the best, two best in this tournament. So I think the winner of this fight is going to take big prize money.
Yeah, for sure. And like in terms of like your opponents, I guess, big stylistic attributes, like, I mean, you're talking about him very highly, obviously. I mean, you're entering this as like the highest ranked in the tournament right now, but you're talking about your opponent as if, you know, he could also be within that, you know, finalist bracket. Like, what does he bring to the table whereby you hold him in such high esteem? Because I mean, obviously he seems like an accomplished fighter, but just curious about your viewpoint in that regard.
Yeah, it's true. Like I just said, I think him and me, we are the best fighters in this tournament. He is very dangerous fighter. He's more of a striker, and I'm more of a grappler. So it's gonna be interesting how it's gonna turn out. But he's a young guy, but with a great record. finishing people in the like in the first round. So like it's 100% gonna be like a war, and I'm looking very much forward to it because it's a big test for both of us. It's an even match, but I'm looking forward to win. I see it as a puzzle I need to fix, find the right strategy and the right mindset, and I'll go out as the winner of the competition.
Yeah, for sure. And a bit earlier, you were talking about just like, you know, excited to be a part of Octagon and the growth of the company and things like that. And as we've been talking about, you've fought for some notable organizations like Brave, Ares, Cage Warriors as well. Like, how has the experience been with Octagon, like just relative to, you know, some of the other promotions you fought for? Can you kind of speak to, you know, what they're doing within the European scene? Because it seems like they're making waves.
Yeah. Like, I think it's going to be the biggest MMA organization in Europe, especially with this tournament, like with this prize money. It is the biggest prize money that has ever been in a European championships. And 100% they have the best events. They're very professional. I've been at an event coaching my teammate Joachim Christensen, where he fought in the O2 arena in Prague, and I mean that was a crazy experience. I think there was around 20,000 people in a sold out arena. I think it must be some of the greatest shows like to ever been in Europe. So I think I'm at the right place, and Octagon is still fairly new organization, so there's much more to come from them. It's growing, and I'm really happy to be part of it.
Yeah, and I was seeing one of the hype videos leading into this related to you that I was kind of referencing from the top, and it also seems like this is coming at a great time too, with like the, you know, compounded motivation you have with like having a daughter and really wanting to earn the big money for your family. I mean, you're individually motivated as an athlete, but can you speak to, you know, how much that's, I guess, you know, additionally adding to your drive and what you're doing?
Like my family situation.
Yeah, I was seeing that you were talking about how, you know, your daughter really motivated you and just looking to really use this big money to help secure a future for the family. Like, that seemed like the big motivation for you.
I mean, it is a fantastic opportunity. It's a really big motivation, you know. Like, as the name of the competition, it is a true game changer. Like, the one who wins the big prize money, like, it's a game changer in their life. You can change your life completely with this big prize money. So yeah, I mean, it makes all the tough training much more motivating. You just have to like wake up, you feel tired, you feel fucked up in your body, you know, you have a lot of training sessions coming in, but then you think about the money, and like suddenly you just, now you're hungry, man. Let's go train. So yeah, this prize money is that's definitely a great motivation.
And like in terms of training that you touched on there, like it seems like you've been training at the same gym for a while. Like the Art Suave space is what I'm seeing on like at least like SureDog and Tapology, some of the bigger aggregators. Like how long have you been at that gym, and are you still training out of there?
Yeah. I'm one of the only few guys that always I've always been loyal to the club, to the gym I train in, since the day I started with the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I started in Art Suave, and I'm still at this gym. We are definitely the best MMA gym and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu gym in Denmark, and maybe in one of the best in in the Nordic countries. So of course I'll stay here. It's like family for me. The team members, the atmosphere, like we have a long history together. So it means a lot to me. We've brought in like Nicolas Dalby, who fights in the UFC. He trains usually in a different gym, but he has come into this fight camp to help me with the preparations. And also a guy called Sean Paul, who is a big talent from the United States. So yeah, we had some sparring partners leading up to the fight, but I'm still at the Arsuad.
And what led you to kind of going through those doors initially? Like, I guess I'm curious as to like your origin story in martial arts. Like, did you like catch an MMA fight and it inspired you to go train? Like, what was the thing that like elicited that, I guess, reaction where you wanted to go to Art Suave and start to learn martial arts?
Actually, my way into martial arts and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and MMA was actually started out as I come from a good family and everything, but I always had as a kid a lot of energy in me. I really wanted to test limits. I was not in a bad place, but I could easily have went to a bad place in my life when I was like 14 to 18 years old. But when I was 18, like I just felt like I really wanted to fight. I didn't know about MMA or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I just met a guy from my school who had a black eye, and he told me about this club where he trains and where you can really fight. And I really wanted to fight, so I showed up at the gym. And the first day, I just got completely destroyed. Like, I went to a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class just by a coincidence, and I just got strangled like a lot of times with pure technique. And from that day on, I was just so fascinated about this martial arts. So I just got completely hooked to it, and I wanted, like, I got addicted to it, you know. I wanted to just do this in my life, and really fast, I just trained two times a day. After 1.5 years, I lived 6 months in Brazil only to train Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And I've just been like in love with this sport, and it's changed me as a person to like have healthy values, teach me discipline. It teach me like to grow your mindset through all these struggles you go through when you go out to compete. My best friends are the guys who I train with, so it's like it's formed my life completely. And after a while only competing in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I really wanted to test my Jiu-Jitsu like in a real fight, and I think MMA is the closest thing to a real fight. So my purpose to going into MMA was actually just to prove my Jiu-Jitsu skills if it works in a real fight, and it did. I won my first fights in the amateur leagues fairly easy, and I found out like I'm pretty good at this. So let's just keep going forward and see how far it goes. And now I'm here with like a great record, and I still still have the same mindset about testing my jiu-jitsu in MMA, but just against the toughest opponents. So that's kind of a mindset into competing in MMA.
Well, I love the depth of insight into all of that, Luis. It's been really great getting to have you on the show and get into your journey a bit. But I understand you're on a tight schedule, just a lot leading into such a big fight and all. So I'm wondering if there's maybe anything you'd like to add as kind of like a final parting thought as we're wrapping up here.
No, man. I got to go back to my job. I'm actually at job now. So I appreciate the interview. It was nice to talk to you. And I have nothing more from here.
Well, I appreciate you making that time again, and should be a great fight at Octagon 40, one I'm excited to watch. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, Luis.
Sure, man. Thanks.